Hello, my name is Joel Alcarez, and you're listening to Wake Up, a podcast about all the things we're afraid to say to each other and to ourselves. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about burnout and why I think we are all thinking about it all wrong. You've probably heard it from your friends, close coworkers, the Uber driver that you shared too much information with, and even perhaps your own Kool-Aid drinking boss. You're burned out, kid. What exactly is it? In college, I never heard of the word until I entered the workforce. Growing up, my immigrant father never even mentioned the accursed word. He'd wake up at the crack of dawn, put on a dirty used flannel shirt, then slip into the scorching hot fields of Central California. 6 days a week for 35 years. I've seen him go into work with a bad back, a worrying cough, and a weak heart. He's 65 now. And to this day, I've never seen that man complain about his circumstance or situation in life. So how could I, a college-educated professional, complain about monitoring customer satisfaction scores in an air-conditioned skyscraper, chocked full of soda water and free cereal? My father wanted a better life for us. Was this not it? Why do I feel so ungrateful? Is this not the American dream? Burnout, when explained to me by management on some awfully designed PowerPoint slide they cobbled together the hour prior, listed the symptoms of the dreaded moralistic disease that seemed to spread through the office like COVID-19. But they seemed to fear it a lot more. Back then, I'd nod and follow all their guidelines like a naive child with a treasure map that led to a fantastical, most improbable final destination. "It is my fault I am burned out," I'd huff to myself, as a tiny voice in my head hissed otherwise. I'd ignore it and take time off for myself, as recommended by management, of course. I'd read every article on how to meditate in the morning to maximize productivity. I'd work out during lunch, eat like an A-star celebrity, doing the accursed keto diet, and yet at the end of the day, I still found myself looking for another job. None of it worked, and in the end, I blamed myself, which is what they wanted. I see it everywhere. In every job I've ever had, even with companies I've enjoyed working for. Companies have mental health awareness initiatives that are often used as a way to absolve themselves of any sin they giddily commit. It's as if they're saying, look at us. Can you believe it? We did it. We saved the city, Patrick, as people flee to the company exits. Much like everything else in our society, it is our fault, your fault alone, that we have climate change because you put in the can in the wrong goddamn bin. It is your fault big chain restaurants are no longer vogue. And it is your fault if we spend our time recuperating at home instead of hustling, working out, or learning. But is this truly achievable? Sustainable? Do you feel it? I'm not happy, you say to yourself. You tell others, and they give you the same response. We can't all be happy. Sometimes we need to do things we don't like to do. That's correct, but it's also a cop-out, like children asking where babies come from. Moms will point to their belly and say it comes from there. Granted, this caused me a lot of unease whenever my mom ate something spicy. Poor baby, I used to think. It's an answer, but an answer that leaves you feeling guilty for your hunger, and more so ashamed to say so. Is this truly the American dream? Is this what our founding fathers wanted for us? What my father wanted? Did they not want you to be happy? America was painfully founded on the belief that its inhabitants should be happy. The mythical Declaration of Independence mentions the word happiness 2 times. Unalienable rights that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Our government was founded on Roman, Christian, and ideals of the ancient world. Aristotle influenced our founding fathers to separate powers, to avoid another tyrant from rising to power. Aristotle argued that a slave was someone who had no agency or say against another person. A citizen was someone who could rule and also be ruled by his or her peers. So, do you, dear listener, think you are free to pursue happiness? You can't have life without liberty, and you can't use liberty without pursuing happiness. Do you feel like you have no say in work, in contracts, in debt, in moving? Are you paralyzed by that fear that your boss will fire you and then you will have nothing to survive on? no cushion, no health insurance, no rent payments, no debt payments. So we do as we are told. And you work and work and work and work for them and agree to their silly metrics that they made up. Are you a citizen who can rule and be ruled? Or are you a slave, someone who has no say? Does it make sense that you have to work and also are expected to hustle outside of work to put bread on the table? You have to carve in social time, the gym, sleeping, calling your parents, walking the dog, stalking your exes on Instagram. When did it get so hard to put bread on the table? Why do we not have the freedom to help put bread in every table in our neighborhood? I feel as if I've gotten to the point where I just feel like anything I do has to be work so I can pay my bills. I'm so focused on my survival, I have no time to think of others to find leisure in activities that feed my soul. I don't feel like I can participate in our civic duty. All I can do is just share a goddamn petition to arrest a cop who murdered a black man on Facebook and call it a day. Zuckerberg be damned. Yet, I am to blame for burnout even during a pandemic. How selfish of me to ask for my time back. How selfish of me to ask where my job feed, houses, and provides me health insurance. Do you know what I think? I think the way our economic system is set up is so you are always in debt. You just have your head above water. This steals your power. Imagine being paid a decent wage with flexible hours and feeling secure enough to question the company, to ask it to follow your values and morality, because you would have enough to fall back on and draw a line in that sand. Instead, one wrong word or failure, and they tell you you can't have another loaf of bread this year. They point at spectacular super workers who wake up at 5 in the morning, get done with yoga and parenting by 9, then work until 12 a.m. With 80-hour work weeks. Why can't you be like them, they say. Are you a failure? But that's false. You don't have to work until you fall asleep to be successful. Tobi Lütke, CEO of Shopify, grew his $48 billion company without ever sleeping under his desk by clocking out every day at 5:30 p.m. Lütke is quoted in saying via tweet, "I've never worked through the night. The only times I've worked more than 40 hours a week was when I had the burning desire to do so. I need 8 hours of sleep at night, same with everybody else, whether we admit it or not." He goes on to say, "You don't need to work 80 hours a week to be successful. For creative work, you can't cheat. My belief is that there are 5 creative hours in everyone's day. And all I ask of people at Shopify is that 4 of those are channeled into the company." Lütke gets it, but most of us don't work with someone so enlightened. Instead, we seem to be working for vampires. Imagine working for vampires. You go into work, hook yourself up to the blood-draining machine, and it just drains you all day, baby. You ask your vampire boss for a day off to recover, to feel better. "Well, I'm very sorry the company needs you to work. Can you do it at a later time? Are you feeling burned out? Did you try the meditation that we recommended? We now have Zoom meditation hours, blah." You gather some courage and hold firm. "Well, Joe, I wish you would have told me about this last week during our one-on-one. It would be a shame if this pattern kept continuing. We do our best to house you, give you health insurance, and pizza parties. And this is how you repay us?" You sink into your chair as the blood continues to drain you. "Very good. Now let's talk about these metrics that we made behind closed doors and see how you fare." Let's be real. You and I are both enslaved to our job culture. They ask for more, we hesitate, and then we recall the shanty towns that are cropping up all over the city as we make our way into the office. You don't want to be like them, so you give them everything they ask for, even if it slowly erodes your health, happiness, and agency. When did we become slaves to the economic system? Where is our workers' bill of rights to provide us power? We have freedom of speech, but no freedom to talk at work. Is this an impossibility? I doubt it. 100 years ago, kids were excited not to work anymore and go get an education. It did our country well to do away with child labor. Adults wanted a 5-day work week from the factory. Imagine that. 5 days. They all probably felt the same way we do now, that What we are vocalizing is a fairy tale, a photoshopped dream. I'm making this podcast during my two-week vacation. My mind feels unburdened, my IBS pretty much gone, give or take an incident or two, but my God, I am feeling alive again, doing something that feels pretty darn cool. I don't have an answer for you, dear listener, or a plan of action, but I am hoping that at least you know you are not alone. Correction. I hope I'm not alone in thinking or feeling this way. It's why I'm speaking up. If you want to do something, at least share your thoughts with your friends or coworkers. I bet you'd be surprised. Thank you for waking up with me. I will continue my talks, including some guests in the near future. And if you have a topic you'd like to share, I'd love to wake up to that. Please send me your suggestions, directions to the best taco trucks. Point out my flaws to me at wakemeupjoel@gmail.com. This is Joel Alcaraz. I'm getting up. Thank you, and happy end of days.